Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers.
What is self-improvement, and can this be taken to the extreme and negatively impact our relationships? Welcome to Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and we're going to have a conversation about that today with Tom Corner. He's a father, husband, brother, son, and he's also an author. Welcome, Tom.
Noreen, great to be here. Thank you for the honor.
So what is self-improvement? For you, what is self-improvement?
Self-improvement is trying to be just a little bit better every day, a little bit better than I was yesterday.
Elaborate on that a little bit, because some people, when they think that they're going to be on a path of self-improvement, some people think, oh, it then means that I need to go get myself a life coach. I need to invest in a lot of books, in a lot of, you know, spending money to do this. So is this something that can be done without a lot of money being invested in this process? And if so, how?
Yeah, it's a great question, which, it absolutely can be done without having to invest a lot of money in a life coach or buying books, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing is people could listen to your show. I mean, that's a great way to go down the path of self-improvement. Mm-hmm. And being better every day. What will probably happen is, as we discussed in our prior session, is you'll start surrounding yourself with that energy from those podcasts, those radio stations that you listen to, mm-hmm. which very well may lead you to pick up a book or to purchase an audio book that somebody referred to. And that's a positive change,
mm-hmm.
and it could lead down the path where you do find a life coach that you pay for, or as I mentioned, you could just be surrounding yourself with the right people where you have that type of mentor or person that can help you go down that path of self-improvement just by a weekly conversation. It could be anything like that, but self-improvement, I believe, really is, at the end of the day, it's a change in perspective.
Okay.
Because if I go down the path of self-improvement and I am listening to podcasts, if I'm spending money or not, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter.
Mm-hmm.
If my perspective is the same and my perspective is of maybe self-destruction,
mm-hmm.
and I go down the path of self-improvement, which I did, and I listen to surround myself with these people that talk about self-improvement, happiness, love, acceptance, it's going to be a harder path if I'm unable to change my perspective or the lens that I see the world mm-hmm. through. But so it's a matter of, okay, kind of challenging your perspective. Again,
mm-hmm.
asking, is this really true?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I would listen to Wayne Dyer and a lot of these wonderful mentors that I listened to and read books for years, I would find myself very frustrated because I didn't change my perspective. So if I'm not looking at it
mm-hmm.
the same way as they are, it's going to be a little bit harder for me to find that path of self-improvement successful. So, but I believe if somebody was going down a self-destructive path and they are looking for self-improvement,
mm-hmm.
that is a change in perspective. They're awakening to it. They're aware that they need to change. So it's a gradual change or shift in their perspective. But what I, again, found myself doing, and I think most people do, is if I read a book or I listen to a podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't, and I don't feel better, and it doesn't show me immediate results, most people give up. They become frustrated and they go back to their old habitual ways because we are creatures of habit.
Yeah, we are.
And so you have to be persistent with it. And it absolutely works, again, because I've done it and I've seen it, and I made it more difficult than I should have. And it's going back to just asking those questions. Is this really true? What's the worst that can happen if I go down the path of these self-destructive thoughts? And then listen to what these you're hearing on a podcast interview, you're reading on the internet. You don't have to invest in anything. But sometimes, again, to make that shift to help really make those changes, those positive changes, somebody else might need to enter your life, whether it
Okay.
is a coach or just a friend or a mentor that you can trust and just have a conversation with. That's the other part, Noreen, that I find challenging. If I, for example, if somebody goes to their parents and says, "Look, I'm going down this path of self-destruction." The challenge with parents, and this is an observation because I'm a parent and my parents did this. Parents want to save and they want to fix their kids. So parents sometimes aren't the best people to go to. They're wonderful. They love you and support you, but they might want to fix you versus trying to, as I said, hold the focus and just listen to what you're saying. Because if your child's hurting, you don't want them to suffer and you want to fix them. And sometimes that maybe makes it worse because they're trying to make sense of it and change the perspective. But that's a great start, but you need somebody that might be an acquaintance, might be a business colleague, it could be a friend, maybe somebody from church, I don't know, but that you are trusting you can sit down and you feel confident that you can let them know how you're feeling without them judging you or wanting to fix you, to say, "Oh, maybe have you looked at it this way?" But that's a big part. But if you're also surrounding yourself with people that are, again, self-destructive, just like you are, odds are they're not going to be helpful because they're just going to tell you that there's nothing wrong. You just continue down your self-destructive path because that's the way I am. So why would you change? So, but changing the people you're around, your perspective, go to family and members and loved ones, but realize that they're gonna try to fix you, but maybe they'll give you some good ideas. But if you have somebody that you're able to bounce the ideas off of that will just kind of listen with you, that is where you'll probably have huge breakthroughs.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to become an effective communicator? Let Noreen Daly, the communication specialist, get you there. Services include communications consultancy, one-on-one coaching, public speaking and debate training, leadership and team building sessions, plus much more. Visit NoreenDaly.com for more info. Noreen Daly, redefining the way you communicate.
So we've set the base in terms of what is self-improvement. Now, can this be taken to the extreme and negatively impact our relationships?
Absolutely. Yes, it can. It's just like anything. They say do things in moderation. I have a relative who's very spiritual and they want to get involved in the church, which is great. I think it's wonderful. But they're so involved that to a point where somebody doesn't fit into their idea of the ideal person, they're looking to judge them. So you take it to an extreme where you say, "Okay, I'm trying to self-improve and I think I'm getting better at it because I stopped these behaviors." And then if you see somebody else doing something that's self-destructive, are you critical of them? Are you judging them? Even that's where it can be very detrimental. It's to be able to just take it, to realize why am I doing it? You always have to ask why. Why am I doing this? Is it to become better than everyone else, or is it for me to become better in my own skin, to accept who I am, to live up to my expectations versus maybe looking to live up to everybody else's expectations and looking for the approval from others. Mm. Once I find that self-acceptance, I'm okay. But you, just like anything else, if I'm focusing on self-improvement and I learn that, you know, my tone of voice or the way I react to my kids is a negative way, and I learn that I could reframe it and be more positive. Mm-hmm. And if I see a parent doing the same thing that I learned to do better, if I'm judging them and saying, well, I'm better than you because you're really miserable, that's, to me, that's where it becomes detrimental. Mm-hmm. And it's not about other people. It's really about me. And it's, if I can change my perspective, pain is the wrong perspective. If I can love and accept who I am, once that happens, then everything else becomes a lot easier. But it's just like anything. If I go down that path and I'm, or it could be worse for me where I'm not making the strides that I want to, and I want self-improvement, and I'm listening to podcasts and I'm reading books and I'm not quite there yet. That's where it could be detrimental as well, because I'm so hard on myself. And then, then what I call the mosh pit of the mind starts jumping around saying, well, you're no good at it. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve self-improvement. That's where, you know, again, that your perspective is a little off. And it's just like anything. You have to subscribe to the gradual part. You have to just take it in moderation with everything else that happens in your life. And if you can find the lesson in any sort of struggle or suffering or failure, and look at that as a learning opportunity, everything will change and your whole world will change. It'll just take time.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor. So the whole idea of a branding strategy sounded so exotic and so fancy to me. But after having several conversations with Neon, I now have a clearer understanding. I am sure of what my identity is, what it is that I want people to see Noreen Daly as. Thanks, Neon. Thanks, Splint. Visit them at wearesplint.com. As we're wrapping up, though, because you've said a lot, and one of the things I know you like to share from your own life, which is always good. No, if it is that somebody's still listening and they're saying, you know, I understand what you're saying, Noreen and Tom, and I get that sometimes I need to make an effort to, you know, try to better myself, even taking baby steps. But with everything that I have to deal with, sometimes I don't know if I can even find the time to do that. What would be your response to somebody like that?
It's interesting you say that, Noreen, because I have a friend who said exactly the same thing. I don't have enough time. So I would ask, all you need to do is you just need time also is a measurement created by human beings, and it creates a lot of suffering. So I'll ask you this, and I did this with a friend, and I sat down with her, and she was having a hard time, and usually what will happen is after I leave my conversation with them, some sort of affirmation will come to mind, and I'll send it to them via email or text message. So I sent this affirmation, and she said, recite it in the morning, recite it in the evening. It's about 30 seconds. She said she couldn't do it, just like you said, Noreen, because there's no time. So you have to ask yourself, how many seconds are there in a day?
Right.
There's 86,400 seconds in one day. 86,400 seconds in one day. All it takes for you to change your life, to change your mindset, is to put something out there for about 17 seconds or 30 seconds. So I said to her, I said, before your head, before you lie down and go to sleep at night, you rest your head on the pillow, you sit on the edge of the bed, recite the affirmation for 15 seconds. When you wake up in the morning, before you start your day, because most people start their day and then they have like all these anxious thoughts about work or what they have to do, recite the affirmation for 15 seconds. That's 30 seconds, Noreen, out of 86,400 seconds. And she believed she didn't have the time. And that's where she never changed. She stopped right there because she believed she didn't have the time. And she just kept down her path of stress and anxiety and frustration. You people, I'm telling you right now, you need to find an affirmation that resonates with you. Like, I give it my best and my best is good enough. Something simple like that, where things always work out for the best. Something simple. And you need to say it to yourself. Close your eyes and say it to yourself, either out loud or in your head, for 15 seconds in the morning and 15 seconds at night. 30 seconds. You are worth 30 seconds out of 86,400 seconds. That's all it takes is that first step. Be nice to yourself for 30 seconds. And eventually, like I do now, Noreen, I do it automatically. I recite affirmations to myself all day long because I changed my mind and I changed how I treat myself. I treat myself with love, with honor, respect, and dignity. Before, it wasn't, but I had to make the change. And people, your people listening to you can do it. Absolutely.
Excellent note to end on. I like that. Be nice to yourself. Yeah. Be nice to yourself. Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing.
My pleasure, Noreen. I loved it. It was an honor.
Thank you. This was Making It Last podcast, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. I'm Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together.